In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you were to describe Jesus, what would you say? Our gospel today is filled with imagery of Jesus as teacher, king, shepherd, judge, and in the humility of the least among us. This reading follows on from the 10 bridesmaids, the parable of the talents, and here today we have the separating of the sheep and the goats. We could easily get sidetracked now into the qualities of sheep and the characteristics of goats. However, it is fascinating to know sheep appear rather more often in the Bible than goats. They feature around 220 times. Another interesting fact, sheep have 54 chromosomes and goats 60. They're altogether different. In popular stories based on their actual characteristics, sheep are often portrayed as dependent and therefore weak and needy, whilst goats are considered to be independent and headstrong. How similar these creatures may seem from afar, and yet up close, their differences are more apparent. However, it is not our outer appearance, rather inner appearance, which is challenged in Matthew's gospel. When the time comes to come before the throne of Christ the King, it is not our appearance or how we've been keeping up appearances that will be considered, but how we have lived out our life in relationship with the flock and in relationship with him, the shepherd. Sheep know their need of the shepherd. They know his voice. He tends them. He gives them confidence. He loves them. This is not their weakness. This is their strength. The gospel is also somewhat of a cautionary tale today, as we hear of the judgment of the nations. However, it's not simply saying the way to heaven is to be like a sheep who have followed Jesus by doing good things. Rather, their response of doing to others, "You do to me," flows from their relationship with the shepherd. It is this relationship which impacts on how we live a life out of faithfulness to our King of Love. Who we are affects how we are with others. Faith and action go hand in hand. As sheep do not graze alone, they live in the community of the flock. We are also reminded that faith isn't a personal attribute, but a common story. Therefore, how we live out that relationship will be reflected in our individual as well as communal activities to those in need. Not just our responses in physical, monetary or time terms, but in our attitudes too. Today's gospel points to a king who is coming to judge. He isn't there to give us a list of criteria and to-dos. Neither is his motive to make us feel guilty for all those times we haven't responded to our neighbour, the one asking for something to eat, to drink, a dollar, a diaper, clothes or a fare to get home. We physically can't respond to every physical need around us, but that's not an excuse to do nothing. We have choices that involve a response. The gospel is reaching to each part of our life and involves a communal, self-sacrificial service, not just a cognitive assent. In other words, there is no room for complacency. There's no room for excuses. as we've heard in previous parables. I was going to get round to it. I'd thought about helping. That won't do. Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not care for you? Sometimes all we can give is a smile, a thank you, or a prayer. All of this costs nothing, but even these smaller things can seem hard to give at times, as we move around with our modern preoccupations. And I too realise there are times when I'm one of those people with the habit of walking like this, eyes down, fixed on the phone, not engaging or even noticing the people or the places around me. Perhaps we are in a habit at times of being too busy looking for better pasture for ourselves. On our own, we can make further excuses and get into the habit of feeling we can't make any difference. Even in the little things, in our attitudes, our conversations, in standing up for others, or refusing to collude with gossip, or assume the worst of others, we are responding to the gospel, or not. Mother Teresa once said that we should try to do everything as beautifully as possible, no matter how small. What would the world be like if we all lived like that? Jesus describes very specifically the kind of good that is done not to others, but it is directly to him. And therefore, by implication, what we don't do when we ignore or deny someone's part in humanity, we also do it to him directly. Just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Being a follower or a sheep isn't about ticking a box, fulfilling our quota of goodness. It's about being true to our baptismal covenant. We can all easily do our bit for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, and put our dollar in the box. But like our planned giving, giving our time and talents needs reviewing and reprioritizing as our capacity to give at different times in our life changes shape. And then there are the difficult groups we avoid to think about. The needs around us that make us uncomfortable, that we'd rather switch off from. This is so challenging. But what, again, would it be like if we had honest, open conversations as individuals and as communities about our responses to those we find it really hard to reach out to, and to those we do reach out to? Is what we do a sign of compassion? Is it a genuine act of love? What would it look like if all churches were to think about the passage we heard? At the end of time, Jesus, the Shepherd King, will come and the angels with him and will sit in judgment. Will we be a herd of goats or a flock of sheep? In other words, is our communal life making a difference right here, right now? As Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say, we have the gospel on five fingers. You did it to me. Jesus, the King, tells us that he is in our midst, that he is in the poor and the sick and the marginalized. We try to make a difference because we are searching for him. You did it to me. As we prepare for Advent, we have an opportunity not to reinvent, but to reconsider and rediscover how we see, embrace, or ignore Jesus, and how we describe him. Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, or in prison. Jesus says, "You did it to me." Amen.